preacher preaches a
sermon.
One man might say, I go to church to hear the sermon. Another one might say, I don't care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the
singing.
All that music is the word
something
you,
else.
The word you use to describe very good. We use that often. Service was, the sunset was, you're describing it, the sunset was
beautiful.
I thought I had time, but I got caught in traffic and the post office was closed. Why? Alright, if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, church will be over. Why?
Before I get there.
The enemy and opposite of God is called the
devil.
Alright, are there any nicknames for the devil?
Satan.
Do you remember? Alright, any others?
No, I believe that's all I've ever heard him call.
Right. What do people think they see at night that frightens them all in white?
Ghost.
All right. And are there any names that older people use?
For ghosts. Heights.
Oh, that's good. Very good. I got you to say that. Good. If there's a lonely house off on a dark road, people think they hear strange noises, they might say that's a
haunted house.
All right. Better put a sweater on. It's getting blank.
Chilly.
All right. All right. I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not. Right.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? Haven't seen for a while. You've seen. What do you say to
him? Where have you been? Why did you? What have you been doing with yourself, or something like that?
Let's see, he owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? That's a plank of land.
That's a lot of land.
Alright. Have you ever heard the term right smart?
Yeah.
And would you say a right smart opinion, or of money, or of trouble, or good luck, or bad luck?
Yeah, you could use right smart in all
that. Alright. Now, if you want to say something stronger, more enthusiastic than yes, you say something stronger than yes. You say
yes, sir.
Good. Now, can you really do that? Can you really milk 20 cows before bedtime? Do you think you can do that? I
sure do.
Alright. If you want to be very polite to somebody, would you say just yes? Or would you say?
No, you'd say yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
Alright. If somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he blank.
He hates to go.
Alright. It wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was blank cold.
It was plum cold.
Alright, very good. Let's see. What might you exclaim when excited? Are there any terms you use when you're real excited? All right, let me ask you this.
No.
What might you say when you're a little peeved at yourself for doing something stupid?
I really don't know what I love.
Okay. When something shocking is reported, perhaps it's attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying, why they blank. Let's see. You've been accused of doing something that you know you didn't do, and so you're kind of disgusted when somebody says you did. You say, why they?
They told a lie, didn't they?
Yeah. All right. When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting, asking about their health?
Good morning, how are you?
Alright. When you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
Glad to meet you.
Alright.